Rich Shea here with another episode of Play Board Games Better Recon. This time, we'll do the second part on our exploration of Stefan Fell's Trajan. In the first show, we talked about the mechanics of the game and the structure, and I think gave some information that would give you some hints for picking a strategy and what makes sense to do and what you might expect out of it. This time, I'd like to explore each of the sections in a little more detail. The first part to look at are the Mancala trays. It's a new mechanism. You pick up the bits, starting with two in each tray, and you move them along, and whichever tray the last piece goes in, that's the move that you take from the six kinds of moves. Now, when I thought about this at first, I figured it'd pretty much average out to be the same number of moves over the course of a game, no matter how you pick them. So you just try to make the move that make the most sense to you. But I figured I should do an experiment, not just make a bunch of assumptions. That's the difference between science and not science. I tried making 24 moves, first trying to make the shortest move possible every time. When I did that, I'd used up 41 points of movement in 24 moves, which is way less than the average number of moves that you would have in a game. Then I tried making the longest possible move every time, and in 24 moves, I'd used 101 points, obviously making the game a lot shorter than it would otherwise be. It makes a big difference what kind of pattern of movement you choose in how much of the game clock you consume. That still leaves open the question, so what? Just taking the shortest possible move is probably not a good strategy, since that doesn't determine which kinds of moves you'll make at any given time. And giving the other players more time to play with might not be in your best interest either, even if it means you get a few more moves. Probably they're not going to be rewarded just to you. Now, taking the longest move possible is probably also not a good strategy. However, it might be towards the end of the game, if you think you're leading and you don't want to give the other players a lot of extra moves and figure that some random points distributed to you won't jeopardize your lead. But it's just something to think about. It's possible that there's some strategies involved that I haven't thought of, but just so you know, probably turns out to be an average number of moves in the end, because you're going to make your move based on strategy, not on shortest or longest move. The second thing about the Mancala is, how would you set it up? As you know from our earlier podcast, the distribution on the Trajan tiles of the colors is not random. And in fact, a pair of the same color being required to match the Trajan tile is much more common than you'd expect randomly. So what I would suggest is that when you set up at the beginning of the game, you take the color tokens, pair them up, say blue and yellow, white and orange, pink and green, although the pairings can be random, and then you'd split them up and you'd put one blue and one yellow in the one cup and a blue and a yellow in the two, a white and an orange in the three, and a white and an orange in the four, green and a pink in the five, and a green and a pink in the six. What this means is, when you go to pick tiles, you'll have a high likelihood of being able to place tiles where you'll be able to double up one of the colors and an early move. Or pick a pair that's going to occur by moving, say, from the 6 to the 2. I mean, an early forum pick is always good because while the best forum tiles are available, you'd want one. So if you pick a tile that's blue and green, blue and pink, or yellow or green, or yellow or pink, or two blues or two yellows, those are the tiles you'd want to place in the two slot. I think that actually will maximize your ability to control early collection of Trajan tiles by taking advantage of the not exactly random distribution of the tiles. Well, those are most of my thoughts on the Mancala trays. I'm not sure it's super important, but clearly getting the tiles early is good and might actually influence your selection of which tiles to take. Having a tile at the end of the game is worth a point, but that's frankly not much of a reward. In fact, it's almost a punishment. It's a pity point. For the rest of the podcast, we'll spend a couple of minutes on each of the areas of the board where you can move to score points. On the bottom, we have the Senate track. Now, just making moves in the Senate track, you can get 10, 20, 35 points if you make 7 moves. And you'll also have 8 votes at the end of the quarter. But that's hard. 7 moves in a quarter. You're probably only going to get 6 moves in the whole quarter. The only way to get up to 8 would be to use some forum tokens or the extra move from building. And you'd probably also want the plus token under the Senate move in order to do that. In other words, it'd be really tough to get up to 8. It would be a lot of points, and it wouldn't even guarantee you victory for the first choice of bonus tiles. Because some of the plus vote markers are up to 5 votes, so to beat you, somebody just has to move up to the 4 section, and they're ahead of you. So it's pretty tough, but it's probably worth going for winning the Senate at least once. 2 reasons. 1, if you see a bonus tile that is definitely going to already work for you because you have the requirements to score, then you want that. And 2, it'd be very bad to let one player dominate the Senate with only a few votes each time and take all the bonus tiles, or a significant number of them. You really want them split up evenly, unless, of course, you're the person who's dominating the Senate area, which is one of the important things in this game. Probably everybody should have one area where they try to dominate. After all, there's no more than 4 players, and there's 6 areas. Certainly, you could dominate one of them. But if you let somebody get really out of control in an area, and I've seen it happen several times in the building area, the other players are going to be sorry. They're going to lose by a lot. If it's really worthwhile to gang up on one area, and somebody gets away with it, that's definitely going to be to the detriment of the other players' scores. Getting the points for having a lot of votes in the Senate is good. The reality is that you're almost certainly going to want to have done that by using some bonuses, not just taking all your moves there. It just takes too many moves to do it. But getting the bonus tiles can be a lot of points. I would say on average, you should figure you're going to get 6 points. If you're not going to get 6 points, you don't even want a bonus tile, certainly not the front side. So think accordingly. Don't make a huge effort just for the points that are in the Senate. You want the bonus, and you want a bonus that scores well. You also, of course, want to deny bonuses to other players. But remember, in a 4-player game, when you attack one player, you're not attacking the other players. And if you do it to the detriment of your own scoring, that's good for everybody, but not as good for you. Now let's talk about taking the Trajan tile action. The fact is that all of the Trajan tiles, once you finally score them, get points. But there's 2 things. If you take a lot of them, you don't really want to remold your strategy around scoring those points, or at least score Trajan tiles that support your strategy. Clearly, you can make selections based that way. But also, clearly, you might want to be careful about letting other people run away with an entire set of Trajan tiles. Certainly, if somebody were to get most of the 9-point tiles and be able to score them, they could probably put together a sort of random strategy that involves scoring those tiles and taking them, and some other moves to make it happen and get enough points to be a threat. Everybody should probably share in those a little bit. The other ones are pretty specific to supporting your strategy. You probably want one of the +2 markers to support the move you want to make the most of. And of course, you'll want to get bonus moves of that kind from the forum. Whether you get soldier moves or worker moves and the points that go with them depends on whether you'd have any use for them. Of course, if you can take a Trajan tile that you know you're going to be able to score just because of where it's going to go and the way it lines up with markers that you already have, then it'll probably be worth taking a move to benefit from that after you've scored the tile, say placing a couple of workers in the worker area. You can always benefit from a couple of worker placements, especially if you get a choice of free moves of the kind you really want, plus the points for the worker, and plus, again, denying who's ever running up the worker strategy extra tiles, making their life a little harder while you score some points. In fact, disrupting people in the worker area is probably the strongest defensive play in the game. Well, that's my opinion right now, subject to change. And if taking Trajan tiles that meet the demands are always a good idea, that's why you only get 1 point for doing them, they're worth getting, especially early in the game. From my beginning choices, I would probably see if I can get one of those demand tiles in the start, maybe a plus two tile, and the other tile based on the strategy you think you have. When you start the game, the closest you'll have to a strategy is whatever bonus yellow tile you drew randomly to start the game. So there are some points that you probably want to take advantage of. The next way your strategy happens is if it's sort of forced upon you. When other players take a strategy, you might decide you're not going to fight them out of the gate for that particular strategy. You might, but remember that the best way to have fights occur is when you and him fight, and I sit back and take advantage of the situation, or laugh as they struggle and waste strategic moves on each other. So after the Trajan tile comes taking forum tiles. Forum tiles aren't direct. However, they can get you a lot of points in several ways. Of course, there are going to be some vote tiles, and that's 2 to 5 votes. And 5 votes is a boatload. 5 votes and a little action on your part will almost certainly guarantee you a win, or at the very least a second in the Senate action. Demand tiles, of course, are worth points. Basically, it's 6, 5, and 4 points for your first, second, and third one that you get. And 6 points is a pretty good move. The wild tiles that you can pick up, especially the wild construction card, are, in my opinion, very important. Wild extra action cards are also great because whichever action it is that supports your strategy, for instance, the Senate actions, the only way to get to 8 is to have a lot of extra actions, not just taking them as your natural actions. And the free moves are, well, they're free moves. The free move tiles are great once you have a plus 2 to support that move. Otherwise, you're just trading one kind of move for another kind of move, which might be fine if you take the forum move, cash in a Trajan tile, and take the move that you really want to take to support your strategy, but you can't always make that happen. It's definitely worth watching for, but it's not the easiest thing to do. Remember, you can also get forum tiles up in the military section, but we'll talk about that later. The building area. The building area gets you points and a free move for each kind of building you take the first time. And if you build sets of 3 or 4, you get 10 and 20 bonus points at the end. Clearly, if you can get your hands on all 4 or 4 of a building type, which might involve using the wild building card, in fact, it almost certainly does in most games I've seen. Theoretically, though, you could get all 4 of an identical set of construction cards, and that's 39 points for, theoretically, 8 actions. One action to place a worker and make him available, and one action for each of the 4 tiles. Now, of course, if you're clever, you'll have a Trajan tile cash in that'll get you 2 workers available, saving you 1 move. Just picking up the Trajan tile for that one. So now we're down to 7. We saved a move. But still, even at 8 moves, it's a lot of points. So you shouldn't let other people do it if you can prevent it. And you also get one of the moves back in that you get a free move based on the first tile you picked up. Getting 3 is easier. But again, I've seen it happen that somebody gets a construction wild card onto their tableau first. After you have the construction wildcard on your tableau, you're free to go after the construction things. Now you only need a pair to get the bonus point. And if you can get 3, then you can either have 4 of a kind or get another pair. You see how that works. So the thing to do when you're taking the construction moves are, do I want the free move by going for the variety and use that opportunity to pick up the pieces and block other players from building sets of 3 and 4. So that's really the spoiler move, but remember, you're just trading one move for another move, which is not a bad thing to do because you get a couple of points for doing it. Why wouldn't you make a defensive move that way? Especially because you start with at least one construction worker. And if you can pick up some from the Trajan tiles, then it becomes an effortless way to have a few of the construction tiles in your hand and off the board for the construction tile dominating player. Seaport actions. The individual seaport actions can potentially score a significant number of points. The problem is that it takes a lot of effort to collect sets of cards. Sure, you can pick up 2 random cards with the Trajan tile, and that's probably worthwhile. You get 3 points for doing it anyways. You're going to start with some cards in your hand, which might or might not be beneficial, if you can get the bonus tiles for cards that you have that you want to play, now we're talking about getting some points for taking a few actions, and it's all worthwhile. It's quite possible to heavily support the trade action, but you're really only getting one card at a time till you have a set. It can be slow to build it up. When you take the seaport action, you can unload a bunch of cards at once and score a bunch of points if you wait. There's also the timing action, of course. You have to be the first to get there with the mostest. But honestly, I don't think it's too hard unless a bunch of people are taking the seaport action as their major strategy. I'll have to admit that a lot of people find the seaport action very attractive when they first play because it's got that big list of points. I mean, there's just a lot of points on those ships. And you're eyeing them and you figure that's great. I'm not sure it's best if a lot of people are trying to dominate in the seaport. It would get messy for all the people involved. But if one person is trying to dominate it, I think it could be a significant strategy, especially if you're the only person chasing it or mostly chasing it. Then it's worthwhile. Now the last strategy is the military strategy. If you look at it, you can see that there's really a lot of points available, especially if you can go up there and do what you want. Plus, you'll pick up some tiles. But it takes a fair number of actions. You have to move soldiers into the camp. You have to move the general into the provinces. And then you have to move a soldier. Do you want to take the action for 3 points to move a soldier in? Or do you want to wait and get the 6.1? But if you skip the 3.1, now you've wasted an opportunity. Well, you've wasted a move of the general, unless you picked up a tile. In which case, it's as good as a 4 move. It's a tough call. But if you heavily invested in it, I could see where you could easily get over 20 points, especially if you're not contending with a bunch of other people. I could also see where most people would be tempted to make a move or two there just to get the points if you can, a couple of forum tiles, especially if they're ones that you really want. It tends to be like that. And deny somebody else from going really crazy in the military. I haven't seen people go heavily in military, but maybe I haven't played enough. But I also haven't seen much discussion of that being the superior strategy online. That doesn't mean that it wouldn't be, especially if you were able to do it without other people contending. But again, like the seaport action, I think the military action is just attractive to people. Going out, conquering a province sounds cool. And the construction thing looks boring, which is, I think, why in early play of the game, runaway construction seems like a surer way to win than anything else. I'm not sure that makes it the best strategy in the long term. I really think that diversity can be very, very useful. And that you have to play this game, think tactically, while playing strategically. Opportunities are going to come up. Making a move that cashes in a Trajan tile might not be optimal, but it might be part of a bigger strategy. It might help you leapfrog some other stuff. And no move in the game is actually bad. Even your first Senate move, if you're not going to win, is still going to get you 2 points and make anybody who really wants to play the Senate thing think that you might be a threat and force them to take some other moves. That's my breakdown on things. It's hard to say what the actual averages are for things. You could do the math and figure it out. But so many things are interrelated here that a lot of moves, except maybe for the seaport move, blossom into other things. Construction gets you extra moves. The Trajan tile feeds other things. The Senate gets you bonuses that launch other moves. Even the military has forum tiles that you want to pick up, not just points. A lot of what's important in this game is to get into the flow. I really think there's a flow to this game. I think that's what Feld intends to happen, not just a bunch of individual moves that make a point salad, which many people have accused Feld's games of being, but a number of sets of chained moves to accomplish specific mid-range objectives. For instance, which Trajan tile you pick could be determined partly by color matches, especially if you want to be able to cash it in quickly towards the end of the game. Or it could be that it's going to amplify a strategy that you already have going by giving you workers or soldiers or cards, or just that +2 tile to support the strategy that you want. I get one of those early too. In the forum, there's going to be something in the forum that you really, really want, and that's why you're going to take that move. Otherwise, you know, you don't score points directly with the forum. It's the least direct move, and yet you're still going to want to take it a lot because there's always going to be forum tiles that are helpful to your other strategy out on the board. Well, at least at the beginning, and you want to get them first. Same with building. If you can get ahead of everybody in the building, then that's what you want to do. But it's hard to do once the other players wake up to the potential value. I would say in your first two or three games, you'll see some clever person run away with the construction. And you know what? Everybody else, lesson learned. Either be the person that does that in the early plays, or don't let somebody else do it. Get some construction in there. Save a few turns for that. Which is another aspect. If you're thinking about this, you have about 24 moves. Maybe 26. Maybe as many as 30 if you take the right forum and building actions. Maybe what you should be doing in your mind is budgeting your moves. So I have 30 moves, and there are 6 areas. Do I want to make 5 moves in each area and be the generalist? Probably not. 5 moves in the seaport is probably not going to get you anything. 5 moves in the Senate, you'd have to do them in one season to win that one season. And that might be good. 5 moves in the forum? Well, that might be a reasonable place to go average. 5 moves taking Trajan tiles? Probably a good idea too. 5 moves in construction? Well, you know, that's just going to get you, given the one worker you have, nominally get you 3 workers and 3 tiles. Could be good if they're all clumped together. Could be good for disrupting somebody else, but also those turn into 3 other moves, although they're 3 different moves. 5 moves in the military? Well, in the military area, you have 1 soldier. You can move the general, pick up a tile, move the soldier, 2 moves, 3 points. But to do more than that, you have to move a soldier in, move the general, move another soldier. 2, 5, 8 moves, and you've made 3 sets of points, potentially, let's say that's 18 points, picked up 3 forum tiles, that's not too bad. You've averaged, 19 points. So you've averaged about 6 points a move, and that's not a terrible average. But to do that, you have to dedicate more than the 5 we said. So now you're talking about going whole hog in the military. If you're going to take 5 military moves, you're not going to get a lot for it. 9 points, 2 tiles. Not too tacky. If you're going to take 8, then you might as well take 11, either by augmenting the military moves or getting some soldiers in for free with Trajan tiles. So think about it that way. Think about it in terms of budgeting your moves across different strategies. I think if you do that, you'll see how the points work out and what you want to do. I honestly think that taking a minimal view, one strategy, your sort of dominant strategy, should get at least 8 moves dedicated to it. And that's the one you should do the bonus moves on too. So maybe you're going to get 10 or 12 moves in there altogether. That leaves the other ones splitting up, 24 minus 8, maybe 16. So that's 4 more with 16, so that's only 4 for each of the others. That's probably a good way to try it early on. Pick a strategy early, count sort of how many moves you devote to each area, and budget it out that way. I hope you find this interesting and fun. I think you should try playing the game a few times. I've only played it 3 or 4 times myself and then thought about it a bunch, and I'd really like to play it some more now, and I'm going to try to do that. I know there's a whole bunch of Steffenfeld games coming out this year. 3 more are expected. I hope some of them are as exciting as Trajan, but even if they're not, you'll have this game to play, and I know everybody's going to enjoy this game for years to come. Well, thanks for listening to this episode. Next time, I'm hoping to get back to a more general analysis. I think we need to do a little more math, and maybe some thinking like an economist. Very interesting set of concepts. So thanks for listening, and hope you'll tune in the next time and play Board Games Better. Thank you.